On the evening of July 15, 1957, Veterans Stadium in Long Beach, California was awash in the light and music and pageantry of the semifinals of the competition for Miss USA, leading up to Miss Universe. Glamour owned the night. Contestants from all over the world walked down the runway in swimsuits, representing Texas and South Carolina, Brazil and France. In that group of celebrities was a Cinderella girl come to the ball from Glen Burnie, Maryland, a raven-haired, svelte, 5'9" former elevator operator, Leona Gage. As it turned out that evening, she won. All her planning, all her dreams happened. She had scrounged and saved to put $45 together to buy a gown, and then went all the way, crowned Miss USA, the reigning queen of American pop culture. But she didn't reign long, about a day. No sooner was the news out about little old Leona Gage from Glen Burnie, Maryland, just south of Baltimore, making it big, when a few little old ladies down in Manhattan Beach on the Magothy River in Anne Arundel County began chattering. They were whispering that Miss Leona Gage was, in fact, Mrs. Jean Norris Ennis, wife of an Army sergeant, that she had two children, and that not only was she married with her husband and children, but that she had been married before, when, talk about gossip, she was 14. When this chatter got to the judges, they checked it out, found it to be true, and Leona was immediately disqualified and given a one-way ticket home. Back in Glen Burnie, she explained, "I did it for the publicity." End of story? Not quite. No sooner had the news broke than Miss Gage, or Mrs. Ennis, soared into fame. Her story made it into media all over the world. She appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show and in Las Vegas' world-famous Tropicana Hotel. Hollywood sought her out. She made 3 movies. Years later, one of the judges, looking back on the whole bizarre episode, may have had it right. He said, "It was little old Leona Gage from Glen Burnie who won that night. If publicity was her goal, she got far more by losing than she would ever have gotten by winning."